Chapter 4. The carpet dipped and swayed as it flew above the moat, until I was sure we were about to fall in. I grabbed hold of Edric's arm, wishing I could hold something more stable, since he was shaking even more than the carpet. Rounding the last of the towers, the carpet leveled out and shot over the training fields where my father and his knights often practiced with swords and lances. In only a few minutes, we had passed over the swamp that Edric and I had spent days crossing. Beyond the river, we flew over the tops of trees, some so tall that I could nearly reach out and touch them. The old witch's retirement community was located deep in the woods, accessible only by enchanted paths or by air. The paths led directly to the individual cottages and were the surest, although slowest, way of getting there. From the air, the community was so well hidden it would be easy to miss. I tried to observe everything at once, turning my head back and forth like a confused weather vane. Edric was just as excited as I was, and together we made the rug jiggle and bounce as we looked around. A pink fog drifted over the forest, its wispy tendrils reaching into the trees. The faint odor of boiled cabbage reached us, and I wondered who was cooking it. We were over the fog when I noticed the purple mountains in the distance. When I looked again, they seemed to be much closer. A hawk flew by, drawing my attention with it. The next time I looked toward the mountains, they appeared to have moved farther away again. "Are the mountains moving?" I asked my aunt as the rug dropped closer to the woods. "Not at all, although it looks that way, doesn't it? It's just the effect of the magic miasma, that pink fog that passes over the woods now and then. It's pretty, but it makes the community harder to find. Wait, I think I see it." The cottages of the old witch's retirement community were scattered around a small clearing. A fire pit occupied the center, an added bonus for those witches who liked to cook outside. Wooden tables and benches surrounded the fire pit, seating for the witches and their guests. The clearing was the first thing we spotted from the air. As we drew closer, I began to see the cottages hidden among the trees.